Welcome to The Workplace, a podcast by Cal Chamber. I'm Alan Zarenberg, President and CEO of the California Chamber of Commerce. Joining me on the podcast today is Mark Vintner of Wells Fargo. Mark is a Managing Director and Senior Economist at Wells Fargo Securities, based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mark provides regular updates on issues that impact small business. Today, he's here to help us all understand what is happening with small business loans and provide some tips for borrowers in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis. Welcome, Mark, and thanks for joining us. And I think maybe before we just get into the small business or impact there, why don't we talk a little bit about the general economy, how you see things going right now. Of course, everybody has their own personal story to tell, and maybe you could give us an overall view, and then we'll go into a little detail about the government programs.
Sure. You know, in terms of where we are right now, it looks like we're seeing the peak in the growth rate of confirmed cases. And if that's true, then over the next few weeks, we're going to see the number of new cases come down. And I think that the discussion will move from how to combat the virus to how are we going to go about reopening the economy. And I think that it's not too soon to start thinking about how you're going to reopen your business. And there are a lot of things that are going to have to take place. I mean, we're going to have improved testing. We're going to have to be able to test for antibodies. And we're going to have to adopt some social distancing guidelines that the CDC hopefully will set. But those things are going to happen in the next few weeks. And it'll be a gradual process. And I think that what we're going to see in terms of the overall economic numbers is that the bulk of the contraction in economic activity will have occurred from the middle of March until the early part of May. During that time period, we're probably going to lose somewhere around 25 million jobs in the United States, but we'll start gaining those jobs back in May and June. And we're not going to recover them all by the end of this year, but we will make a pretty significant dent in that over the course of the year. And I think, if anything, California is slightly ahead of where the nation is as a whole.
So, Mark, we have obviously a lot of government programs here, whether for the individual unemployment insurance or for the business, the Paycheck Protection Program out of the CARES Act and some other programs. Would you characterize these as a bridge to when the economy recovers? These are intended to keep businesses afloat or to keep employees employed and paid. How would you look at what the government's doing? And maybe you could break that down a little bit on what they are doing and how that's going to trickle down.
Well, there is certainly an element of that where this is a bridge, maybe even a giant bridge loan to certain parts of the economy to get them over this rough patch. The programs are also designed to help speed up the economic recovery, and the Payroll Protection Act has incentives in there for businesses to hire back workers and then commit to keep them on their payrolls. Now, there's an awful lot of provisions in there, but if anything, this should encourage businesses to call back some of their workers or maybe all of their workers before the end of June. And so that should hopefully speed up the recovery process and give us, at least at the start, something that looks like a V-shaped recovery. I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to sustain that over the course of the cycle, but I do think that we are going to see a nice bounce back, and the Payroll Protection Plan program will be a key part of that. There are a number of other programs, and some of these are aimed at individuals, some are aimed at businesses, some are aimed at small businesses, some are aimed at mid-sized businesses, and some at large businesses. And so I think the thing that really stands out to me with all of the actions that we've seen by Congress and the Federal Reserve is that they've been unusually quick to be enacted. I mean, this is normally by the time policymakers get around to acting, the crisis has passed, and that's not the case today. They were very quick in terms of getting these new plans and laws enacted. And they're also incredibly well targeted. And I think some of that is some lessons that we learned in the financial crisis. But they're all designed to do the same general things, but to different parts of the economy. Expanding unemployment insurance is meant to cushion the blow from this just gigantic increase that we're seeing in unemployment. Now, none of these programs will make people whole. They won't make up for all of the losses that we're having in a recession. That's what makes it a recession. But they will help lessen the extent of the downturn and also hopefully accelerate the recovery.
Mark, maybe I know Wells is participating in the Paycheck Protection Program, and maybe you can touch on that a little bit. But I think would be good for a lot of people are not that familiar with how the Federal Reserve works, how the bank works, and how it's providing liquidity and stimulation to the economy. And maybe you can explain that in a little bit of understandable terms that the average business person could understand a little better.
Well, the Federal Reserve has, to many people, is often thought of as the lender of last resort for the banking system. And it was created after the panic of 1907, which brought down the banking system. We had a series of panics in the early part of the U.S. history. And the idea was that if we had a central bank that could lend the banks when they had a run on their deposits and had a liquidity crunch, that that would help eliminate some of the periodic depressions that we had in the earlier part of American history. More recently, the Fed's role has enlarged quite a bit. And not only are they looking after the banking system, but in the aftermath of the Great Recession, what they're trying to accomplish is they're trying to prevent an economic crisis from becoming a financial crisis. Because what we learned with the Great Recession is if we have a financial crisis, if the financial sector is brought down, then it makes it very difficult for the economy to gain any momentum and come out of the recession. It makes recessions deeper and last for even longer. And so a lot of the programs that the Fed has implemented are designed to contain the damage in the economy in such a way that it doesn't fall on the financial sector and lead to a harsher contraction in lending. There's a program to help bring liquidity to the corporate bond market and even parts of the high yield market, because the depth of this recession has pulled a number of credit grade customers, a number of credit grade companies, into high yield status or junk status. And that might create a financial problem if they couldn't refinance their debt. And so they're not trying to bail out the high yield market. They're not trying to bail out the junk bond market. They're trying to provide assistance to what are known as fallen angels. They were creditworthy companies, and then this, due to the extraordinary nature of this crisis, it caused their credit rating to slip. And so it's very well targeted. I know there's a lot of room for folks that are critics that this is picking winners and losers, but it really goes. The Fed is trying to remain as consistent to their mission as possible, and one of the things that the Fed is obligated to do is to take as little credit risk as possible. And so in all of the programs that they've enacted, they're not taking a great deal of credit risk.
So for the average business owner or a worker in communities throughout California, you may see them, they're doing two things here. They're helping the banks and our financial system be able to make sure that they're viable and continue to lend money. But they're also, as I understand it, helping some of the larger companies that may be suppliers, that may produce the necessary communications equipment, the food chain, all these things that are going to help the average business when the economy gets back on its feet. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually a little bit more than that. They're helping virtually all businesses, large, medium-sized, and small. But they have separate programs to address each area of the economy because their needs are different. And the one area that the Fed is not providing a whole lot of assistance to is the banking sector, because the banking system has fortunately gone into this crisis with extremely high levels of capital. And so banks are well capitalized. We really don't have any problems there. This time they're more of a part of the solution than they are part of the problem. But in the credit markets, we saw an incredible rush for liquidity. Initially, a lot of companies tapped their credit lines because they were worried that they may not be able to roll over their bonds when they matured. So actually, we saw a surge in bank lending in the early stages of this. And we also saw some illiquidity in the treasury market, which was very odd. And that impacted the housing industry. And even today, mortgage rates are actually a little bit higher than they were at the start of the crisis, particularly if you go into the jumbo market, which is vitally important in California. And there's still a little bit of a credit crunch within the housing market. And I think the Fed may have to do a little bit more in the mortgage-backed securities market to bring a little bit more liquidity there.
That's a great example, Mark, where you say that the Fed is trying to target those industries that are at risk here and are a key part of the economy.
Well, and they've never done this before. So they're going to be making adjustments on the fly. And each time the Fed announces one of these programs, people said, oh, this is it. They don't have anything else in their arsenal. I said, they've got plenty in their arsenal, and they're going to continuously tweak these programs. The Paycheck Protection Program is an incredibly well-targeted plan by, and this came out of the CARES Act that Congress passed, a $2 trillion relief package. And it will go a long way in allowing companies to get some funding to restart their businesses and to rehire some of their workers. And it addresses a key need in the economy, because the longer that small businesses are shut down, the more relationships they will lose, the harder time they're going to have rehiring their key people. And really, the key people are the essence of their business. And so this program should help a lot of companies get up and running very quickly. Now, something that sounds very similar to that is the Main Street Lending Program, which the Federal Reserve announced this past week, which is really aimed at larger small businesses and middle market companies, because it goes up to like $2.5 billion revenues, I believe. So it's it's some pretty sizable companies, but that's the bulk when you look at small businesses and middle market companies. That's the bulk of businesses in the United States, and that beyond that you have the mega caps, which are there's just a handful of them, and they have more funding options available to them. And what the Fed has done in the credit markets should help them in a big way, as well as some more of the direct help that the airlines have gotten in some targeted industries.
So the Main Street program, maybe just touch on that, because that's, as you said, that's a lot of the mid-sized businesses in America. Is that going to be done through the banks, just like the PPP program, with Treasury backing that up? Is that how that's, or the Fed's going to back guarantee those loans?
It is supposed to go through the banks. And remember what I said about the Federal Reserve is not supposed to take any credit losses. And so what has happened here is that the Treasury has loaned money to the Fed, or actually, I think they may have provided the Fed with money. I don't think it's a loan. I think they just gave the Federal Reserve money, which they can lever up. And essentially, they want the banks to make the loans, and the banks would have to keep part of the credit risk. They would have to hold on to part of the credit risk. So what the Fed is trying to do is to encourage lending, but they also want folks to pay attention to risk. So businesses that are applying for this funding, they're still going to have all of their financials and all of their tax data. And so it's not as if the Fed and the Treasury and the banks are just shoveling money out. They're lending it out, and they still want to pay attention to credit risk.
Mark, just, I don't want to make this is not a sales pitch for your bank or any other bank, but it seems to me that, what we had here was that recognizing the public health risk, we had public health officials shutting down businesses, certainly in California, on 12 hours notice. And all these programs were obviously not in place at the time. And so the government and the businesses are catching up. And so a relationship with your bank, your community bank, your legacy bank, these seem to be the way to bridge until the economy can get back up and running again.
Well, from what I understand about the Paycheck Protection Program, the Treasury was encouraging businesses to go to their existing lender because they would have the most information about that company, and it would be easier. It'd be easier to do all of the to meet all of the requirements for getting that loan if they were able to use their existing lender. Now, I think that makes a lot of sense, and it really, you know, drives home the point that they want to pay as much attention to underwriting as possible, realizing that this is a great deal of activity that's going to be occurring in a very short period of time. But I think that's the reason that the program was designed that way, because the folks that would have the most experience in credit underwriting happen to be at a bank. That's where you're going to find those folks.
And even though we call these loans, I mean, which they are, and that's what the banks are doing for our businesses, there's a forgiveness of the loan if you spend roughly 75% on payroll. Are you in the process, or are the banks in the process of developing a way to validate the requirements that the CARES Act requires businesses to show that loan should be forgiven? We have 8 weeks of basically loan reimbursements for payroll. So there is some time to put this together, but is that one of the things that has to be still worked on?
I haven't seen how companies are going to be able to prove what was spent on what. And I know that the program is designed to get people back to work as quickly as possible, and it's also designed to allow companies to be able to pay their rent or pay their mortgage, so that we don't see the problems with small businesses cascade onto other businesses and then bleed back into the financial sector. I would imagine, though, that given how everything is done electronically these days, that it should not be that hard to track and verify what the funds were used for, particularly since so many businesses are going to be strapped for funding, which is why they're applying for the loan. So they use more money for one thing and less for the other. But in this particular circumstance, I don't think that's going to become a major issue.
Well, good. So work with your bank, keep good records, because we want everybody to make sure that who is hoping to have their loan forgiven. Mark, any final comments about how you see the economy moving forward? There's a lot of questions. I get a lot of questions every day. When can we get back to normal? There's obviously a lot of industries that depend on the ability to congregate, whether they be hotels or Disneyland or airlines or that it seems to be, for some of these businesses that are suffering, a key component to be able to have a substitute for having everybody to be 6 feet apart and be able to manage your customers and your business.
Yeah, and I think that really drives home a key point, and that is that it's real important that folks be as patient as possible, and it's awfully frustrating. There's going to be so many frustrations that you're going to run into over the next few weeks and months. And just realize that these are unprecedented times, and give some thought as to how you think your business is going to change, because your business is going to change. Even when we go through just a normal recession, the economy that comes out of a recession is very different from the one that went into it. And typically the way that it differs is that business models that were already on the decline see that decline accelerated, and many of those business models drop by the wayside, while business models that were ascending generally see more capital thrown at them and they ascend at a faster rate. And so think about not just your overall business model, but what within your business model was on its way out, and think about what was doing better and try to reallocate your business into the areas that you think are going to do best in this new environment.
That's great advice for everybody, Mark. I think that really sets the stage for, you know, how people are going to deal with an economic recovery, which is inevitable, but I think your point is it's be patient. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but hopefully, as you put it in the beginning, we will see the signs of a recovery start in the end of May or the middle of June, and hopefully these government programs will help get everybody, whether they be small business or mid-size or large, in a position that they can continue their business. And I think your good point there is to make sure that, I wouldn't say want to reinvent, but to be able to adapt your business to the new normal, to the new economy. Is that how you look at things?
Very much so. I think that that it's going to take a while to sort everything out, but it's also going to take a long time to recover all the jobs that we lost. I know that California's lost a couple of million jobs in just the last few weeks, and I do think that many of those job losses are temporary, and we're going to gain some of those back. But business is not going to return to normal until we get a vaccine, and that's probably a good ways off, a year or more at the earliest.
I think two steps before that, which would be more robust testing and better treatments, science will help get us on the path. And the advice here is to be patient and get ready. Get your business ready for the new normal.
Absolutely, because while we're likely to see a huge drop in the second quarter, we're going to see a nice bounce in the third. And it's just going to take us a while to get back to where we were prior to the crisis.
Well, thank you, Mark Vintner of Wells Fargo. We appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for joining us on The Workplace. Stay up to date on the most critical issues for employers during the COVID-19 crisis, and comment, share, and subscribe to Cal Chambers podcast by visiting calchamber.com.